And now in news related to the Hepzibah House case, here is some of the financial information from Hepzibah House, which of course is run as a tax-exempt charitable organization. In 2006, Hepzibah House received $248,587 in contributions, gifts, and similar amounts. They received $64,238 in program service revenue, including government fees and contracts. They received $120 in interest. They received $5,835 in gross rents, for a total revenue in the year 2006 of $318,780. Yes, almost a third of $1 million. In 2007, they received $303,140 in contributions, $64,445 in program service revenue, $215 in interest, for a total of $367,800 of total revenue, which is more than a third of $1 million. In 2008, Hepzibah House received $272,867 in contributions, $60,553 in program service revenue, $1,359 in interest, for a total of $334,779, just over a third of $1 million. So in 3 years, Hepzibah House has received about $1 million. And how many students have they actually housed? Observers say between 4 and 8 students. Students who have been fed a substandard diet, as we have covered previously on this podcast, students who have received an inferior education, a self-paced education, as we have also covered on this podcast. Where is that money going that has been sent to Hepzibah House? This information was gathered from IRS Form 990, which charitable organizations must fill out and which are made public by law. One Fundamental Baptist pastor, Steve Nisley, demanded when I presented this information on the Fighting Fundamental forums, demanded that I present my tax records as a charitable organization. And I told him, I am not a charitable organization. I don't receive donations. I work for my money and I pay for these endeavors myself.